Four types of soil. On the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea. And great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. Then Jesus spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some seed fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But other seeds fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Matthew chapter 13 verses 1-9. The purpose of parables. And the disciples came and said to him, Why do you speak to them in parables? Jesus answered and said to them, Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. The people closed their ears and eyes. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, Hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes for they see, and your ears for they hear. For assuredly, I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. Matthew chapter 13 verses 10-17. The parable of the sower explained. Therefore hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom, and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. He immediately stumbles when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word. Now he who received seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he who received seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. See also, Mark chapter 4 verses 1-20. Luke chapter 8 verses 4-15. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus does not merely describe four kinds of soil. He describes four kinds of hearts. Every time his word is spoken, it lands somewhere, on hardened paths, shallow rocks, thorn-infested ground, or rich, receptive soil. And the difference between fruitlessness and a fruitful life comes down to one thing: how the heart receives the word. Some hearts are hard, truth never enters. Some are shallow, truth never lasts. Others are crowded, truth never thrives. But some hearts are honest, humble, and ready. And these alone bear the lasting fruit of obedience, repentance, and faith. The seed is always good. The sower is always faithful. The only question is, what kind of soil are you? He who has ears to hear, let him hear.